Welcome back to Castle Country Focus, joined right now in the studio by Christine Johnson, who is the PTA Secretary at Castle Heights, and we are going to talk about a fundraiser event that is going down this Thursday. Castle Heights will be playing host to a 5K run. First off, Christine, a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's start by talking a little bit about what you guys have planned. I mean, a 5K, these seem to be very popular. I know there was a series of 5Ks throughout the summer here in the Castle Country area. Now Castle Heights is going to try to raise some money for the PTA on Thursday.
They seem to be a big event or events in the Castle Country area. So we wanted to put one on. This is actually going to be a fun run. You can run, you can walk, you can ride your bike, however you want to come. We encourage you to come any way you want. So it doesn't have to just be a 5K. If you want to run, we would encourage that also. It should be really fun. This is for the whole family. They can come out Thursday, September 14th at 6 p.m. We're going to meet at Castle Heights Elementary School. Walk around what we call the Road to Nowhere. It meets up around from Castle Heights and down by the intersection of Cedar Hills Drive and 8th North. And we'll walk back up 8th North to Castle Heights, where we'll have a light dinner. We'll consist of hot dogs, chips, a drink, and hopefully that will be fun for the kids to enjoy. We also have a little surprise along the way. We'll have some teachers there with some squirt guns. So we encourage the kids to wear clothes that they can get wet.
As far as these events go for you guys in order to raise some of the money, we'll talk about what you guys use that money for in just a moment. How many events do you guys actually have open to the public throughout the year to attempt to raise money? How often does this happen?
We usually don't do events that we involve the public. It's more the Castle Heights students and the families involved there. So this is kind of a one-time event for us to actually get the community involved in supporting our elementary schools.
Now, obviously, it's getting cooler outside, so you're not going to have the opportunity to run comfortably in the Castle Country much longer, or ride your bike, or, you know, walk, whatever it is, because it's starting to get cold outside. So this is kind of a fun event.
Yes, that's very true. So we encourage you to wear jackets. If you feel like you need to bring some extra sweaters or a jacket, please bring them.
Now, as far as the PTA itself goes, for those who maybe are unaware, what do you guys actually do with the elementary school as far as the responsibilities that you guys have?
So the PTA actually does quite a few different events that not everybody is aware of. Currently, we're kind of working on some ideas. We do field day at the end of the year. We're involved with the Teacher Appreciation Week. We do movie nights at the school once a month to quarterly. We have quarterly activities, Red Ribbon Week, different activities through the school that we provide activities for the kids to be involved in.
Now, one of the things that has always stood out to me at Castle Heights, it seems like you guys are always having a lot of fun there. There's always an event going on. Whenever we talk to Principal Winfrey here during the school district updates, seems like there's always something going on. The kids are covering him in food or ice cream, or you guys are off going on field trips. It seems like at Castle Heights, the kids definitely have a lot of fun.
They really do, and we have a wonderful principal who actually encourages us to continue with these activities and provide events for the kids. You can use them as reward program. So usually when they pass off their reading or turn in their reading calendars, the principal will have a fun activity that they can do, and it's really fun for the kids. They seem to enjoy it a lot.
As far as the PTA goes, what's the next event after the fun run that you guys are putting together? We don't want to look past this one, obviously, but what are some of the things that you guys have planned that you'll be using this money for?
So the next event that we have coming up will be the Red Ribbon Week. When we talk about saying no to drugs, last year we had some businesses donate a portion, percentages off to whatever you purchase at their place. We'll try and do that again. They'll get bracelets. We'll have the emergency responders in our area. Last year we had in come and attend lunch with our kids. They loved it. We got a really fun pictures with them. They really, really seemed to have a good time. So we're going to try and do that again for Red Ribbon Week, and that will be coming up, and hopefully we'll have a little bit more information when it gets closer.
It does take, I know, a little while for the kids to get acclimated to the new school year. I mean, we're not that far into it, just a couple of weeks. How about the PTA? Does it take you guys a while to actually get used to the new school year?
You know, this is actually my first year in PTA. I've kind of been involved in the classrooms, but not necessarily the PTA organization. There is a lot that they do. It requires a lot of time and a lot of effort. We encourage all parents to please get involved. Just because you sign up for PTA does not mean that you're going to be overloaded. There's the group of us that actually gets together and orchestrates everything, the presidency, and we kind of ask for parents' support and involvement. If you can help, great. If you can't, you know, you can donate money to help fund these activities.
if you do, if there is a parent out there that does want to get more involved, best way to go about finding some information or getting involved, how do you go about doing that?
You can contact Castle Heights directly and let them know at the office. We can get a phone number, your contact information, and we'll get a hold of you with the events that we have and see when you're available to attend.
All right, Christine, before I let you go ahead and mention once again the 5K fun run for Castle Heights going down this Thursday. Give us all the logistics.
All right, so it'll be this Thursday, September 14th at 6 p.m. at Castle Heights. We're going to start there, walk around 8th North and down the road to nowhere, and meet back up on Cedar Hills Drive and back up to the school. This will be a 5K/fun run. You can walk, run, ride your bike, push your kids in strollers, however you want to actually get there. There will be a light dinner afterwards at the school, serving hot dogs, chips, and a drink. It'll be $10 per family. And along the way, we'll have some teachers with squirt guns to encourage the kids to come.
Fantastic. Sounds like a great time. Make sure you get out, support Castle Heights and the PTA. Again, that's going to be this Thursday. Christine, so much fun to get you in here today. Thank you again for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.